Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Fáilte go léir go dtí Capital Irish. Kia ora, hello everyone, and welcome to Capital Irish here on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, broadcast throughout Wellington, New Zealand, as well as around the world via our podcast. My name is Marion Grealis, and I will be with you for the next half hour with today's show. Now, I took a look at the singles chart in Ireland, looking for some inspiration for the music for today's show. And to my surprise, I found a song that is now, and it didn't please me to find this out, it is over 30 years old, an Irish artist, sitting in the top 20, or I think actually it might have just dropped down to number 22 this week. The song was released in 1993, and we're going to take a listen to it now. The song is The Cranberries with Linger.
Thank you.
That was the sound of the Cranberries there with Linger. The single was apparently one of the earliest songs that the group worked on when Dolores O'Riordan first joined the band in 1990. Dolores was 18 at the time, and apparently the lyrics were inspired by what was at the time a pretty recent and pretty typical teenage experience of meeting a guy she liked at a disco. Apparently she told the Irish Times at one stage, she said, "This guy asked me to dance and I thought he was lovely. Then he gave me my first proper kiss and I did indeed have to let it linger." She added, "I couldn't wait to see him again, but at the next disco, he walked straight past me and asked my friend to dance. I was devastated. Everyone saw me being dumped publicly at the disco. Everything is so dramatic when you're 17, and so I poured it into the song." And so I think we can hear that in the lyrics there and in the performance, I think, too, from Dolores O'Riordan. Now, I had been trying to figure out why the song was appearing in the Irish singles chart again in 2024. Like I wondered, maybe it featured in a soundtrack to a movie or a TV series or something like that. But that doesn't seem to have been the case. What I did pick up on, though, was that the song seems to be pretty popular with performers on TikTok. And indeed, I can probably attest and admit that when I was learning guitar back in the 1990s, I most definitely gave Linger my all, since it was a pretty straightforward set of chords. I would have played that very, very sincerely. And it's probably just as well that TikTok wasn't around when I was a teenager, because there might have been a lot more evidence of my fairly middling guitar playing, playing all over the internet, if TikTok had been a thing back then. So I'm grateful that it wasn't. Now, the other Irish artist that I found in the Irish charts this week is Hozier. Back in March, he released an EP, which I believe means an extended play record. Though I guess in the current world of streaming, I'm not entirely sure whether releasing music as, well, basically any sort of album is going to be with us for much longer, but I may well be wrong on that. And indeed, I digress. In any case, the EP is called Unheard, and the track from that, which was released around the same time, is called Too Sweet, and it is currently sitting at number 2 in the Irish charts. Let's have a listen to that now.
Treat your mouth as if it's heaven's gate. There is still
Welcome back to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. That was Hozier there, Hozier, unsure how to pronounce that, with the track Too Sweet, which is currently doing well in the Irish music charts. Well now, let's take a look at what's coming up in Aotearoa, New Zealand, or Te Whanganui a Tara, Wellington, which may be of interest to our Irish community here. It is mid-April by now, but there is still time to get yourselves organised for Ceolan Eas, which is happening in Nelson from the 31st of May to the 3rd of June. And there you will find a variety of music, singing and dancing workshops led by world-class tutors from all over the globe. If you're happy just to listen, there will also be some showcase sessions, a concert and a ceilidh if you might be tempted to dance. So if you're based outside of Nelson, probably time to get your skates on and book your travel and accommodation as well as your tickets. The website where you can find all the information that you will need is irishmusic.org.nz, or you can just Google Ceolan Eas, but we'll pop a link in the description when we publish this episode on our podcast as well. So let's take a listen now to one of the tutors who will be very generously sharing their expertise at Ceolan Eas. Orla McAuliffe is a multi-award winning flute and whistle player, and she is playing in this piece with Dylan Foley, Lachie Gormley and Kate McHugh. Now, apologies, I'm not able to tell you the name of this tune or where it came from, but I think we can enjoy it nonetheless. And we wish all the students and tutors and participants at Ceolan Eas success in their learning journey in June. Thank you. There we had Orla McAuliffe, among others, who will be tutoring at this year's Ceola Nas in Nelson over the King's Birthday public holiday weekend. The website, once again, if you're keen to find out more, is irishmusic.org.nz. Now, let's see what else is on the radar in terms of Irish events. The search for the New Zealand Rose for this year's Rose of Tralee Festival is underway, and the combined forces of the Wellington and the Hutt Valley Irish Societies are seeking an entrant from the region to take part in the 2024 National Rose of Tralee competition, which will be held from the 23rd to the 26th of May in Invercargill. Now, the winners of the national competition will become the winner of the national competition will become the New Zealand Rose and will go on to represent New Zealand at the international competition in Ireland, in Tralee, of course, in August. If you're interested in finding out more about the competition and how to enter and all of that, you can visit roseoftralee.ie. And if that then tickles your fancy and you fancy representing the Wellington region, you should contact either the Hutt Valley Irish Society or the Wellington Irish Society. And we can put some details on how to do that in the description of the show. Let's now have another piece of music. And inspired by our chat about the Rose of Tralee just now, I found a performance on YouTube from a woman called Shauna Ray Lacey, who was the Carlow Rose in 2018. Shauna, when she appeared on the international competition at Tralee, sang the Aslan hit Crazy World, and she sang in honour of her late father, who used to sing it to her when she was a young girl. Now, it's just a short piece, as you, those of you familiar with the competition might be familiar with the sort of party piece format of the Roses, but I was struck by her lovely singing. She had a beautiful singing voice, and she just brought some lovely emotion to the song as she paid tribute to her father. So we'll join the recording as the Rose of Tralee host of 2018, the Hi O'Shea, asks her about her choice of song.
So guys, I'm going to be singing Crazy World. I'm singing it because my dad sang it to me when I was a little girl. And I suppose because he's not here today, he did give me my musical abilities. So I'm going to be singing that for you tonight. And I hope you all enjoy it because it's very special for me.
Sean, if you head over to the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, singing Crazy World or Carlow Rose, Shauna Ray Lacey. Carlow Rose, Shauna Ray Lacey.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff there. Well, folks, that just about brings us very close to the end of today's song. or today's show, I should say, will follow Shauna Rae Lacey's tribute to her father that we just heard with another family tribute song. And this basically brings us right back to where we started at the top of the show, because what we're going to do is we'll go out with the Cranberries and Ode to My Family. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you again for listening and for tuning in to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slánga fól. Listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.